And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha of Boards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, and Let's Talk Hookup on the Freelance Show. You're just hanging out with Rick and Corey this morning. We're having a great time. And Pete's going to be back in the studio next weekend. He's returning from the big Katmai Davis boat trip up to Katmai Lodge. We got a chance to talk with Pete yesterday from the lodge, and it sounded like they had just incredible fishing. Katmai is such a magical place. Really, really fun fishing, but wildlife and scenery like you just can't imagine. It is a true remote wilderness lodge in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Rick, isn't Katmai where they where the Nat Geo like bears eating out of the waterfall?
Totally. Brooks Falls is a very short trip, which you can go to that spot. Like every cool National Geographic thing where you've seen a ton of bears fishing in the waterfalls, they're basically all shot at Brooks Falls.
Wow.
Yeah. When Dallas and I went up a couple years ago, that's where we got engaged. Special spot for us. One day we went way up the river to go fishing for trout, which I know is Pete's favorite thing. And on that one trip going up to the north, we saw 19 different bears. Wow. In that one day. It's spectacular, and they just don't pay any mind to you whatsoever.
Brown bear.
Yeah, all brown bears. Yeah. Yeah. I believe the Alagnac River, which is what Katmai is on, has the largest by volume run of sockeye salmon in the world. And if not the largest, it's certainly right there with it. And those bears for hundreds of miles are very aware of that. And they come there for that food source. And they just don't give a rat's that you're there or not. They're there to get those sockeye, and that's what they're putting their weight on. And I mean, obviously, the guides are very respectful. They're very aware of it. They keep their eye on you. But those bears don't care that you're there.
That's
at all.
Incredible.
Like, they're there to go get those sockeye, and it's really cool.
What,
man,
a cool experience.
Yeah, totally.
So outside of all the cool, you know, king salmon and the big halibut, and outside of all that, you can have the Nash Geo experience.
That was it. You know, I've never been around bears and stuff like that. I've been lucky enough to do Alaska quite a few times, but most of the bear encounters I have had are like, hey, look, there's one over there, or even more so, hey, look at that brown dot, you know, going across the shoreline across the way. That's a bear, you know. And
yeah,
this is you're right there, man. Like, you're fishing in the river. Most commonly for us, we were in a boat or on a shoreline, and there's one like, oh, that one's 50 feet away from you. And we had a bear fishing. We were on the anchor catching salmon, caught full speed, spinning rod fishing, and there was a bear that was, I don't know, 100 feet away from us maybe, and he would go up on this little perch on the edge of the river. He would, like, Superman jump, you know, all four limbs out extended, dive into the water, every time come out with a salmon, walk up on the beach, just eat the guts out of it,
crazy,
which I thought was crazy, and then do it again. That thing did it 9 times in a row, never missed one shot, like,
wow,
clearly a badass, you know, fish hunter kind of thing.
Pretty amazing.
It's cool, man.
Super,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear,
yeah,
stories.
Me too. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, as you can hear, we're having a great time this morning, and we just want people to join us, Corey.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? And that number is 213-432-1090. And on top of all that, for one lucky caller, we're giving away a full-day trip on San Diego to Seaforth. Or you could shoot us a text on the via the app. Go on the app and just text the show and send us a text. You don't want to wait on hold. You have a comment, question, whatever you do for Rick or myself.
Yeah, yeah, there's some great text coming through. We're going to read some of those. And, hey, I want to remind you, another fun opportunity coming up real soon here. Our next San Diego County Ford Dealer Remote Broadcast is Saturday, August the 7th. This one's going to be at North County Ford in Vista. And it's your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. And that's a trip for one on any available trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2022. Huge opportunity. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of our friends at Dana Landing. That's your own charter on the Blackjack. That's in Mission Bay. They have. We're going to be giving away AFCO and Hydrus foul weather gear outfits, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, And there's lots of giveaways, too, just for showing up. We do big raffles during all the commercial breaks. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We're going to see you Saturday, August 7th at North County Ford, just off the Highway 78 in Vista Way in Vista. Going to be a great time. Phones are packed. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Russ? Russ calling from San Diego. Good morning, Russ. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Russ.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Great show. Quick question, you know, for those of us who aren't lucky enough to have a boat, could you guys comment and give some suggestions with regards to going after calico by surf fishing, tackle and gear and the technique? Thank you.
Good question. Yeah, shore pounding calicos.
I know, and it could actually be done pretty easily, and you hear Gundy talk about it every week, you know, and it's all associated usually with rocky structure and that kind of thing,
okay.
You know, and you could definitely get it done. The other thing, too, is the areas where there's surf grass. You know, they'll hang in that surf grass. There might be like a sandstone, like a Del Mar area, Del Mar, like Torrey Pines of Del Mar, that zone. There's like sandstone structure that holds the surf grass, and a little bit of that sandstone will stick up and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Where it's structure, but they all hang in that surf grass just as well. And the rock jetties work really well.
Structure key. Structure is king.
100%,
okay.
Yeah.
And I would guess if your goal is to catch a bigger one, you...
Bigger the bait.
Yeah, and bigger the bait and the more effort you need to put into your shore pounding session. Get it down and get away and get to the area that's harder to get to that not everybody can go make a cast at.
Yeah, that's probably the largest one I've caught from the surf is about 7 pounds in that area.
God.
And that's on the 5-inch swimmer. We
no
list.
Way.
Yeah.
Really?
Fishing halibut in little pockets.
Crazy.
And, got drilled by calico doing that. And you hear Gundy talk about it every week.
It's true.
It's the same, you know, whether you're fishing bait, artificial, the Lucky Craft, or the Cold Sniper, that kind of stuff. You'll make it happen, for sure.
Now, you said you were fishing, you were intending to catch halibut. Was that fish in structure that would be conducive to halibut, or were just on your shore pound mission, was there some heavy rock structure where you were able to get that?
Rick's digging deep.
Oh, yeah,
he's figuring it out.
Next to that, I'd like to know the location, time of day, what was the tide doing?
So... You'd be amazed at how much. No, I'm going to tell you how much you'd be amazed at how the halibut will hang on the edge of the sand, edge of the reef, literally on the reef, thinking they're blending in with a little patch, little coffee can patch of sand. That halibut will literally lay on that reef. Oh yeah, well, you betcha. But targeting those sand channels, that's how that calico came
out
and grabbed
cool.
that thing.
That's really cool.
Yep.
With that, it brings up a bait that you make that I know we talk about sometimes on the show, and it's one of the ones that I'm like the most fascinated with, and that's your drop shot bait for surf fishing.
I've caught a lot of bass on that one too.
That's kind of what was going through my mind when you were talking about the sand channels. If you got a second, can you kind of elaborate on
on
Russ's thing and talk maybe about that drop shot bait a little bit?
So the calmer the condition, the better that drop shot thing will work.
Calmer the condition.
Well, calmer being the fact that you can pinpoint your sand channel.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sure.
And the halibut, the less likely they are to ambush and move, actually get up and move, the more likely they'll eat that drop shot.
Okay.
Because you're putting the drop shot right in the sand channel, right on their head, and you're literally making the thing dance. Using that 1-ounce torpedo, the torpedo doesn't want to move as much, but the bait wants to move. So as you're working like a jerk bait, that drop shot lure is dancing back and forth and going crazy. Imagine pinning a 6-inch anchovy on a hook, and that thing's just all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, ding, 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 and you just get dotted. Just boom.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
And that's what you're imitating.
And your drop shot bait is a lot more unique in shape to most of the baits that you currently are making.
Yeah,
it's
more anatomically correct. It's got the full body, and it's got the tail is up and down versus, you know, horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it lays vertical.
It really skinnies up at the back of the bait,
it
so it just really it moves on with the current and swell is going to move that bait.
The slightest undulation of your line will make that thing kick.
That's cool.
I know.
I really like it. It's very unique. and it's just one of my favorites. I always like hearing you describe how to fish that thing. I think that's such a cool.
And you could drop shot with any style of fluke or slug or anything like that, mm-hmm. and you can get it to work for
that's
sure.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, well, let's jump back into the phone call. Thanks for the call there, Russ. Well, while we're waiting for the phone calls to get straightened up, we got plenty of text messages to go through, so why don't we grab a text? This one says, hey, great show, as always, guys. I'm hearing great reports from Guadeloupe. I'm going on a 6-day in October. What are some of the things that you might not have that might not be on your radar for a Guadeloupe trip? You know, I would say one of the things that I would be looking for on a Guadeloupe trip coming this year is playing off of the successes that we've had most recently. Guadeloupe has kind of been a 40-100-pound test fishery, so I'd be kind of prepared for all of those. Best-case scenario, they're biting 80 and 100-pound, and we're able to feed them heavy line and bigger hooks. But as Guadeloupe can get, sometimes it's pressured and you need to drop down line size. I think having that Seaguar Gold label, 50, 60, and 80-pound, is going to be huge. Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks would be a favorite. As far as things off the radar, maybe a little bit of yo-yo jig for some big yellowtail fishing, some heavy sinkers for like slab fishing for big yellows, things like that. Other than that, I don't know of anything too particular that might not be on a guy's radar. Guadeloupe is a very, very fun fishery, big fish, very challenging, but I like it in that it's relatively simplistic. You could do a Guadeloupe trip with a handful of hooks in your pocket and a couple of extra coils of leader line and be just fine. You know, that's like a fly line tuna fisherman's paradise.
I could see where that gold label is going to play a huge role just because of finicky.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it earlier, but that gold label has just, it's won me over. Seriously.
Same.
It's just the 40 pound looks like 30 pound, and it's incredible. It just has the right properties.
Wow,
I love it,
man. A little bit longer rod, a Tac 12 full of Power Pro, and a short little piece of like 50 pound gold label is going to do some damage this year in Guadeloupe.
And to know that 50, 60, 80 is available now, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's going
to
be huge. I'm with you, Scott. I'm going to be on 6-day in October on the Shogun. Hopefully all things well for the loop there. And I'm with you, man. I can't wait. It's going to be a good one. Well, looks like we got the phone straightened out, Corey. Let's jump back into it.
How about Gary? Gary calling from Lawndale. Good morning. Welcome to Stock Hookup, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, it's the Iron Man, Gary.
Got me?
Good morning. Yeah,
hello.
Loud and clear, buddy.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I'd like to make a report of a trip I had and then ask Corey a question. This last week I went out of 22nd Street Landing on a three-quarter day, and they went to Catalina. And I was amazed that we went to the north back side, and huge schools of bluefin were foaming back there. And some of them were so big the skipper said, hey, forget it, pull up. Nobody's got gear for this size fish. And when we got near the yellowtail, the seals would chase them off. So that was just a tough day of fishing. But lots of barracuda on jigs and stuff. That was fun. But, Corey, this year, when we went to Alaska, Ken Ross had lures with a red tail. Do you have any large baits with a red tail?
Yeah, I mean, I have made swim baits and slugs with a red tail for sure. Yeah,
like a wounded soldier type thing.
Yeah.
I think I've seen those.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. What was he using, a slug or a swim bait, Gary?
It was like a grub that he was using, but
was using
I think the color red.
Okay. Kind of like the East Coast color, that white and red, white with the red head kind of thing in reverse.
Right. Interesting.
Gary might have to do a wide 8-inch slug with a red tail for the next trip up there.
I know it.
Or bring my spray paint can.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, dip it.
All right on, Gary. Well, we sure had fun fishing with you up in Sitka this year. It was a great one, and looking forward. Already counting the days for the next one. All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got our catch reporter standing by.
I know. Rick, it's sponsored by Fishman's Processing. Offering San Diegans when your trip comes in. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, Rick. Now with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, along with their amazing poke kit. They are now open at their new location on Taylor Street in Old Town. Call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And, Rick, I think that's the coolest thing. Like,
oh, totally.
I went to Liberty Station a few times, and it was just so busy. The parking was so limited that now they're open in Old Town. Just the parking's open and a huge facility. It's awesome.
And they were able to lay it out. You know, after having years of experience, they were able to lay it out in a way of like, all right, well, this makes the most sense for flow. Yeah, it's a rad spot. Well, it's time to get our fishdope.com reporter. We got the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. He's standing by right now. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey. What a great show. Calico bass, my very most favorite fish in the whole world. I'd rather fish for those than anything.
Yes, sir.
And right now, it is phenomenal calico bass fishing up and down the coast. I was talking to my good friend Jimmy Decker. He went out and caught some bluefin yesterday on the bass gear because they couldn't help it. They were like right outside the kelp line. They had to do it. He was bass fishing, him and Eric, but they had to go try to catch a bluefin, and then they did. I mean, we talked about this last week, Rick, when we were talking. The only thing that would be better is when Gundy's telling you that they're biting in the surf, but Dana Wharf Sport Fishing caught them on the half-day boat, so that's almost in the surf. That's almost so. We're getting closer. I bet next week Gundy's going to tell us. Gundy will say, yep, they're in eating the grunion on the beach right now.
We had three spot fins, a bluefin, and a corbina.
And he got them on the Viejo grunion-colored bait in the surf on the bass rod. It's a 100-pound bluefin swimming in the little channels there. But crazy stuff to talk about. And then, oh, my gosh. You know, everyone's like, oh, is there anything going to ever come besides bluefin? Well, I don't know. What was it? What's the fish count today? 1,100 yellowtail or something like that, maybe more? And Dorado, yellowfin, bluefin, calico bass, barracuda, bonito, really good sea bass fishing up at the Channel Islands still. And there's bluefin at the Channel Islands. There's, I think there's bluefin everywhere. I don't even think we need to say where they are anymore. Just go out there and drive around. You're going to run into a bluefin. But, man, just the amount of fish. I know we've been saying this for a couple months. You need to go fishing, but that's what you got to do now. I mean, man, you just have to go fishing. There's anything that you could think of that you want to catch that's going to be in Southern California, it's here. There's nothing else that could possibly come. I don't know. I know 2005 we caught a wahoo in Southern California, so maybe that's what we'll be talking about in end of August. But, man, it's good right now. I don't think there's a time where it's been much better than it is right now.
Pretty darn exciting fishing. Well, Dave, if somebody wants to keep up with how to anchor up for a calico bass or how to set up a kite for a bluefin, I know you cover all of that on the website, and you're certainly doing a great job with that. And if somebody wants to know where to go to catch them, check out fishdope.com. Guys like Dave, guys like Mark Wish and Jeff and Danny, all the boys do such a good job compiling that great fishing information with fishdope.com. And if you want to save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, use the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space. That was actually one of our text questions that came through. Hey, what's that discount code for Fishdope? It's fish. Hook up now. Yeah, hook up now. All lowercase, no space. Saves you $20. And if somebody wants to get all that great how-to information from you, Dave, how do we do that?
Well, gang, you can check it out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Also, Instagram, yoursaltwaterguide62. TikTok, yoursaltwaterguide62. Everything's going viral right now on all my pages, so it's pretty fun stuff's going on. But you know what? One thing I wanted to say before I hang up.
Sure.
I hear this a lot. Oh, the good old days, the good old days. Well, my pop, he's been doing this for, I don't know, 75 years. He said it's never been like this. So I don't know what good old days they keep talking about, but there'll be a time where we're all old and wrinkly, and they'll go, the good old days. Remember 2001? Because it's pretty spectacular. All right, gang, that's all I got for you. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Dave. Great report. Bye. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you real soon.
You know, that was really honestly said right there, yeah. Rick. I mean, these are the good old days.
Totally.
And the sea bass bite of 10 to 15 years ago and everything we're experiencing from the wahoo to the good calico fishing, it really is.
Yeah, we're very lucky to be participating in this thing the way we are right now.
It's
fun. Talk about participation. Our phones are absolutely packed up. Corey, let's jump into them.
How about Jim? Jim from National City. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning, Corey, Rick. Hey, what I got going today, of course, another great show you guys got going. But what I got going today is yesterday afternoon, I booked my family, five of us, on the new Seaforth for the afternoon bike. And my granddaughter, she's 18. My grandson, he's 20. My son, he's 42. My daughter-in-law, she's going to go. So anyway, there's five of us on the new Seaforth. Corey and Rick, I'm going to get me some of those, the 7-inch swim baits, weedless. But on that half-day boat, could you kind of take me down the profile of those swim baits? I'm going to have a swim bait in my hand all the time. And of course, we'll have a couple of bait rods and a couple of swim bait rods. But what do you think, Corey and Rick? I'm going to come in the shop, load me up with the good swim baits, huh? Could you maybe talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I think you're hitting right on the head, Jim. I mean, the 7-inch will work great. Where I see the biggest benefit in fishing the 7-inch for myself is being on a private boat and being able to cover a lot of water. And at that time, you're looking for reaction bites, and you're covering fresh ground all the time for those reaction. Where on the half-day boat, it's a completely different scenario, not bad, not worse, but it could be just as good where they're chumming them in, and that scenario where they're backed up to the kelp and really nobody can fly line their bait. As far as you could throw your 7-inch and into the kelp and be weedless, you can make that work really well. And that's, you know, you're limited to where they're backing you up and where you're doing it, but it can pay off in dividends, you know, with some nicer sized fish too. So
half day fishing, you know, 5-inch viejo and a lead head. Do you still prefer do you like the triangle lead head? Do you like that Ford eye? Do you like a weed guard? What, does that play into what you do at all?
Yeah, it would, a weedless style for sure. You know, something that works really well, too, is just a 5-inch slug.
Okay.
A 5-inch slug on a half-ounce lead head, and as they're chumming the chovy, you throw the thing out, you let it sink 15, 20 feet, wind it in 10 feet, let it sink again.
Okay.
And that thing triggers some definite reaction bites. I schooled them doing that on the half-day.
More bites on sink or on the shake or the wind? How does that work?
It's 100% sink. Whatever shaking and whatever winding you're doing, let it fall.
Okay.
And 99% of the time, the bite's going to be on the fall.
Something you need to fish on straight Power Pro type?
Yeah, with that slug thing, like a 20-pound, 25-pound leader.
Okay.
You can get away with, you know, 25.
So 50-pound, 50-pound braid and 25-pound leader?
And if you get hung in the kelp, you can yank it out.
Okay.
Or, you know, you catch a 3-pound calico, you're going to be able to muscle them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of fun. You'll have fun, Jim.
That's cool. Jim, you ready to go? All right. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
We got them. Yeah, we got the slugs and the swim baits, buddy. Come on down. We got you covered for sure. Well, we had a fun text that came through. This was from Greg calling from Carpinteria, and I got a pretty good chuckle out of this one. Such a great show as usual. Corey, if everyone was on the boat and was catching big, beefy calico bass, but they were only biting the anchovies, I have to know, would you switch over from plastic to the live bait, or would you just go take a nap? That's from Greg.
Well, I would never take a nap, that's for sure, when that's going on. That's a good one, Greg. I would find a way to make them bite.
Yeah,
honestly, I would. I mean, that's just whatever I had to do, and that would be from the surface to having to go to lead head to go down 20 feet. I promise you, I'd make it out.
I know you would.
Yeah,
I know you would.
I definitely would.
That was a fun one. All right, well, let's jump back to the phones. They are packed up.
They are. How about Gary? Gary calling from Point Loma. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Gary?
Morning, guys. Hey, I had a question regarding the swim baits. I've got a load up, and Corey, I didn't take your advice. I have a bunch of different colors. How long will they last, and how should I treat them in storage?
Great question.
Yeah.
Great question.
I come across this all the time. I was at the Longfin 2 weeks ago and had a guy ask me this similar question. I'll kind of run by what he was talking about. And actually, a listener of the show, too, him and his son were in the shop. Some of the brands use a lesser quality plastic. I spend my money. I use a higher quality. They will not degrade. They will last you for years. I have baits from 20 years ago that are still viable and usable.
That's awesome.
Where a lesser quality, I don't know what they put in it. I don't know what they do. I don't want to know.
Don't care.
Yeah, I just don't. If they kind of crystallize and turn into something funky, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. There's nothing to bring them back. You know, degrade.
They're gone.
They're gone. And so if you're buying the MC brand, they're going to last. I promise you that. The colors won't bleed. They stay viable.
None of your colors bleed. It's
none
crazy.
No. It's all in the quality. It's Rick, it's all money.
I'm sure. Right? From a guy that's bought a lot of crummy plastics in a lifetime of doing it. Like, I'm glad that I fish with MCs now.
But when you go in the shop, they're not any more expensive than the brand next to it.
Yeah,
no.
Totally.
It's all very fair price.
Now, what about storage? How do you like to store your baits? Not necessarily for keeping longevity, because that's obviously done in the material, but how do you...
Personally, like if you look at my personal stash, everything's in Ziplocs.
Okay.
They go in a Ziploc, I roll them up, I keep them all. Like my calico stuff, if I had to go right now, I'd go and grab my Ziplocs of this color, that color, the 7-inch, and throw it into my Shimano bag, and off I go.
Okay.
But if you kept them in a Plano-style box and just kept them laid out flat, that's another way of doing it, too.
Flat being, you know, important.
Just so they're not crooked.
Yeah. You don't want that tail kinked up. Now, what happens if we didn't follow the rules, you know, in a box got thrown on its end, and then we got a little S-turn in it? Yeah. Is it bring backable from that point?
You can. I have... experiment and try it, and you could actually boil a little bit of water.
Okay.
And if it's like the tail end, you hold it from the head and dip it into the boiling water, and after a couple minutes, you'll be able to...
It'll like soften up enough?
It will, yeah. I've seen it work.
Gotcha.
I've seen it where it won't work, too. So.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So the key there is don't let that happen.
Yeah, you just keep them in a nice box.
Yeah, keep them straight.
Like I keep in a Ziploc. Seriously. Head to tail like cordwood in the bag.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's it. Answer your question for me. I appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. More good stuff from Rick and Corey as we return on Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the one for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And so much fun, Rick. If you want to join us, looks like there's one open line.
Yeah, first time all morning.
It is. I know it's been jammed. It's kind of cool, Rick. A lot of good questions and stuff and comments and just a lot of fun this morning. Please join us at 213-432-1090. That's the number here. Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, we're having a great time. Want to hear from you. Want to hear your text. Want to hear your phone calls. Lots of fun. And I just want to give a shout-out or a big thanks. We Dallas and I snuck away to Mammoth this last weekend, actually just above there, and had a fantastic trip, camping, fishing, just to, you know, kind of doing the whole thing. And there's a couple of guys inside. You know, there's several shops in town. We always hit up that Rick Sports Center in the middle of town. And the guys were so, I just appreciated it so much from working in a tackle store my whole life. And it's different, you know, when we're sending a guy out to go fishing, it's pelagic and tuna and that fish moves around. And I thought those guys were so good at providing, like, really good info on, like, the stream that they're going to fish. Like, that guy's going to get off of work and go fish that piece of water. And they were so willing to share good info to Dallas and myself about, hey, man, we like fishing over here. This, you know, the lower Owens is biting in this particular stretch. You can go here, and you want to be close to the water. And, you know, this high elevation spot's really good. Oh, if you like fishing creek, you know, try this creek. The guys were just awesome. So I just wanted to say thanks to that Rick Sports Center right in the center of town of Mammoth. Cool. Yeah, the guys were super fun, and I know they listened to the show, and we just had a really good time. They didn't know us from anybody before we started talking. They were just really cool about giving them info, and, yeah, I really liked it. So we had a great trip up there.
Nothing like locals' knowledge, man.
And Mammoth this time of year is pretty hard to be. I mean, it's tough with the tuna biting so well, but man, it was just so rad to get out there.
Beautiful,
in high country and beautiful and big trees and water. It was really good, man. We had a great trip.
Pretty neat, Rick.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the phones are packed up. Corey, let's jump back into them.
Let's do it. A good friend of the show here, Doug. Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering about the jigs. What would you rather throw, a triple hook or a single set, like Teddy A1 at the bass? What would you rather throw?
You're talking like surface iron for calico bass?
Yeah.
What do you think, Rick? I mean, that's...
I'm a treble hook guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there are certainly some single hook jigs that work well, and there might be some merit to that, maybe coming in through the kelp better. I've seen guys use, you know, fixed hook barracuda type jigs for calico bass, but I'm a treble hook guy. Always have been, always will be. I think a surface iron just flat out swims better with that anchor, drag, rudder, whatever you call it, the treble hook provides. I've always thought that a surface iron swims better with a treble hook.
Yeah, and I think the single hook, like you said, Rick, would be, you know, slightly more beneficial if you're trying to come over stringers or trying to do that thing. You know, you're thicker in the kelp. And even, you know, I've seen it work good where there's a little strands of surf grass around too, and that – it'll kind of lend you to a little bit cleaner cast and through that stuff, mm-hmm. too. Yeah.
I think if it were me, if I were so worried about trying to put a lure through such a tight lane that I needed to have that, you know, weedless property, I think I would just choose another lure to do it with. I'd fish a weedless swim bait, or you know, I'd fish a wax fling, or I'd fish something along those lines. For me, surface iron fishing, you just need a little more room, or you need a little less wind, or a little more action in the cast. But I like just give me a traditional good swimming surface iron with a big treble hook and heavy line, and we'll worry about getting the fish.
Sounds like
later.
A good time.
Yeah, I love it.
Right?
That is a favorite way of catching those big ones, man. I do like it, no doubt.
I think after the show this morning, I might be going, Rick.
You got me talked into it, too. Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. How about this one? A good text from Gary from Huntington Beach. I'm interested in doing some calico bass fishing. Corey, could you recommend a couple of rod and reels that will help cover all the applications that you mentioned this morning?
Crazy. I the Seeker 708 Signature Series, man, that's like a moneymaker for me.
It's the core. It's your rod.
I mean,
it's got your name on it.
I put 80-pound Power Pro and 80-pound leader on it, or El Salto 5-inch swimmer, 50-pound Power Pro to a 40-pound leader. You know, it's same rod.
708, your favorite.
708 is my moneymaker. And the step above, 709 is a good one. The slug rod, 659.
Okay.
Is a good 6.5 foot.
Now, so common, you see so many people fishing longer rods.
Yeah.
I would say seven foot, certainly not a short rod, but
it
less lesser
than
common than what is popular to a lot of people. What's the thought, reason for fishing what would some would consider shorter than the norm?
We'll see if I can throw it all in 20 seconds. So
okay.
Fish a sport boat, 8 foot, 9 foot is like your money. Distance, controlling fish, all that into one. And the private boat, I want to catch that 9-10 pound calico as close to the boat as I can, just to have a greater chance of getting them to the boat. Mm-hmm. So the longer the cast, the more detrimental. You're probably going to lose 90% of your fish at the extent of your cast.
Got it.
But if I hook that thing within a boat length, 90% chance I'm going to get them to the boat. So I try to make it all happen very close. Short rod, short cast. And with an 8 pound calico on the end of the line, the shorter the rod, the more control you have.
Sure, that's a great way to say it.
20 seconds, done.
You're not worried about making a cast that's 100 yards because when you're done with this 10 yard cast, you're going to drift those 10 yards, you're going to make it again, and you're going to make the next one, you're going to make this. So you're purposefully not firing the bait too far away from you.
That's it. And whoever I'm fishing with, you try to set that scenario up so that, hey, look, don't make that extreme long cast.
We're going to get there. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly it. You have your own boat. Keep those thoughts in mind.
And a 7-inch, 8-inch MC weed limit with a half-ounce or three-quarter-ounce, weighted hook, like, you've got to try to not cast that thing. Put it over those mountains.
Here's one thing, Rick, I'll share that I see most commonly made, the biggest mistake made, is they get within a couple rod lengths of the boat, people wind in their lures as fast as they can to make their next cast.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Fish those final feet out to the boat. That final rod length, slow it down. I can't tell you how many 7-8 pound fish I've hooked right there. Listen to that. El Salto, Rick. Okay, I fished with Luke. I had to, slow him down. Luke, let it happen at the boat. I can't tell you. I hooked a handful of fish up to 7 pounds right at the rod tip.
On the rod tip.
Like, if I told you I was doing the musky figure eight.
Come on.
And hooked them, no BS.
Really?
You can make that stuff happen. Yeah.
You're right. I mean,
but you have to give it the opportunity.
I think about myself all the time. I know exactly what you're talking about. I hate to say it, I'm that guy. I got to hurry up and get to the next. Well, if you're blowing by, that's 20% of your cast you're wasting.
Think about, not only 20%, but it's those 20% of fish that are most leery to buy the hook. So they're the ones that are down 5 feet, unnoticed. You don't see them.
Totally, yeah. You don't have a follower right behind you.
That's exactly it. Yeah. They're the smartest, most leery. And you give them the opportunity, and that's usually the biggest fish you're going to hook.
That's good info.
Take my word for it.
I like it. All right, well, let's jump back into the phones talk to Chris. He's calling us from Hawaii this morning. What's up, Chris?
Morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, fishermen. Love listening to your guys' show, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I'm from Big Island. I'm over here in Honolulu recovering from fusion back surgery. Fighting too many ahis on my small pole.
Yeah, we'll get better, buddy.
The fish report lately, I got 100-pound yellowfin on my boat on the troll. My boy's been getting up to 200-pound nighttime ikashibi. We also got bono, wahoo, and dorados going off. And, of course, the rare marlin, huh?
But that's fantastic.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just curious that you said is it all trolling like traditional tube style lures or jets or how are you guys catching the 100-pounders?
100 to 200 are coming up. Yeah, my son's producing his own jet heads, fiberglass.
That's awesome.
So we're running those, but at nighttime they're going out ikashibi. They go run lights and catch the squid and then drift and run the squid on electric reels.
That is very cool.
200-pound fish are coming up that way. But, hey, I got a question. When I go to the buoys and we break down the smaller stuff, I think I told you, Rick, I'm the guy that told you about the McDonald's straw catching skippies.
Right.
You put a piece of a McDonald's straw, the yellow, white, red color, 1 inch on a thing, on a hook, troll it, it'll catch the skippies. But when we're out there catching those, sometimes the big ahis will come up. 100, 200-pound fish will hit your piece of squid you got out there going for a mahi. I'm running a Shimano Spiros 20,000. I got 800 yards of 80-pound line on there. But the pole is the problem. I lose my pole. My pole gets matched out. I got a Shimano Trovella. What would you move up to?
I think if I were moving up from a Travaller rod, which is extremely parabolic, you know, very soft jigging style rod, and I was wanting a rod that wasn't, you know, I mean, obviously you're not looking for a rod just for handling giant tuna, because you're, you know, this is happening while you're fishing, like you say, for mahis and things like that. Shimano makes a rod series called a Grappler. And Grappler is very high-end, big fish spinning rod technology that's not too terribly expensive. They produced a rod a couple years ago that was mostly for that JDM market called the Osea, and then the Osea Full Throttle. Really good rods for tuna fishing. It's a rod that we would have guys, you know, use for casting stick baits and poppers, but still handling tuna, you know, in excess of 100 pounds. Probably the nicest spinning big fish rod that exists. The only problem is they're expensive. You know, they're just above a budget like mine. You know, that rod's in that kind of $600 range. Grappler came out last year, and it's basically that technology in a price that a lot of us can afford. It's kind of like a Speedmaster to a Talica. It's a Torium to a Trinidad. It's that style of rod. So the Grappler, and I don't know exactly what would be right for your fishery, but I'm thinking that like 82 heavy or 82 extra heavy would be the rod that I would think of. Long enough that you can get a good cast, but still for sure heavy enough that if you hook a 100-pound ahi, you're going to have enough rod that you're going to be able to lift that thing. Travaller, super light, super comfortable. My only problem with Travaller is they just get so bendy that there's not a lot of lift there. Very powerful rods, very strong, but I think that Grappler might give you enough lift to deal with a big one. Well, Chris, I hope that helps you out. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Yeah, definitely good stuff from Hawaii, man. How about Sam? Sam calling from Irvine. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Sam. Good morning.
Hey, Sam. Well, how about we keep rolling and talk to Tom? Tom from Temecula. How about yourself, Tom? You standing by with us?
Good morning, Tom.
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, buddy. Hello? Go ahead.
Okay.
We got you, Tom.
Corey, I know you guys fish a lot of the larger swim baits, and I know I have some of your smaller, anatomically correct, smaller 3-inch baits. What is the best application for using that type of bait?
The little 3-inch with fins on it?
That's it.
I think that's what you're referring
right,
to, Tom.
Yeah,
the 3-inch with fins was made by request at the guys from East County Bait and Tackle, and that's a total freshwater lure. And they sell a Savage Gear little weedless hook that I made that lure to fit.
And
the Savage Gear hook is made for like a little crawdad or something funky, but it's a little miniature one-aught, little tiny hook that has like an eighth of an ounce or a quarter ounce or something very small, but it fishes kind of big, and it works great in the freshwater. You could use it for bay bass, that kind of thing, but the sink rate isn't as much as you'd want it. Calico's up on little tiny baits.
Micro bait or something?
Yeah, you could probably go have the time of your life, you know.
Spinning rod.
Yeah.
Cast it a mile.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But it was made for freshwater.
But it is just a completely scaled-down version of your bigger baits.
Okay. Yeah, and so you could use it. I also made it the 3-inch, the 4-inch, 5-inch, and 6-inch. All those swimmers are anatomically with fins. They're made to fish on a weedless-style Gamakatsu swim bait hook. However, there's enough body that you can rig them up on a little jig head, lead head too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole purpose behind it.
And so you offer both weedless and traditional baits from the teeny
yes.
freshwater or small bait all the way up to seven and eight inch, 9-inch baits.
That's exactly it, Rick. So the anatomically,
I guess I just didn't realize that the swimmers had filled in all the way across.
I know
that's
it's
great.
Kind of crazy,
yeah.
Really. And The standard traditional swim baits from 2.5 to 9-inch, but, you know, up to 6-inch is pretty standard, you know.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you think about it.
And you're still weedless.
One at a time.
Give you weedless all. Yeah, that's the thing that blows me away. I have trouble fathoming that when I look at just the display that's at our shop. I mean, there's thousands of MC swim baits in there.
Yeah.
And we're just one shop of the many you carry. Seaforth and Dana and Anglers and all the places, and that's just in San Diego. You talk about the Longfin and all the spots up the road.
Here's 10 seconds of my life, okay? I'm getting ready for El Salto. Getting ready for El Salto, 3 weeks of my life, just crammed and hustling and getting it done. the week I'm gone, I come back. I'm on. Listen, yesterday after yesterday's radio show, I went home and I drank two stiff cups of coffee. Just, you know, jacked me up, and I literally fell asleep. So I eventually do hit a wall.
Yeah,
yes,
I'll bet.
I know it.
One bait at a time, every time, no matter
what.
You pour one.
One at a time.
You don't have a machine kicking out 100.
No.
You know, you just pour the liquid and it happens.
One at a time.
Every bait, every color, every stripe, every piece of glitter.
Everything.
It's you.
Yeah, and when you look at the big-name brands, they're going away all from a hand-poured bait, period. You know, there's only a handful of us small guys left, really, and you carry a couple of them in the shop. Artificial's one of them, myself, and I can't even tell you.
Yeah,
you know,
it's what you do.
Not even the China made products are going hand poured anymore. It's all injection.
Yeah, no, yeah. What you guys do is right, and that's the reason, and that's why when somebody else, well, how do you get longevity? We don't need to worry about it. You provide the longevity. That's what you're buying.
And Rick, it's afforded me a 25 plus years of fun and good times and being a part, just like you in the tackle shop, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of good times, we're going to come back and find out who's got themselves a full day trip on board the San Diego to C4 Sport Fishing. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Butt Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from One Man Charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. Well, while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and full stock tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and one lucky winner, Rick. Only one caller there can win, and Gary from Point Loma won the full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth.
So stoked for you, Gary. I mean, just not a better operation to be getting to go with, and the service that's provided, those guys do such a good job.
I know.
Fisher and Brawl and Booger and the whole gang there, yeah, those guys really, really do it right. And we're stoked to get to give away such a cool trip.
And I hate to rub it in on you, Rick, but all the free parking over there.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a great tackle shop. Dustin and the boys do such a good job there. Yep, one of the best operations, no doubt about it, Gary. Congratulations. Hey, want to remind you of a fun event coming up August 14th and 15th. It's the Western Outdoor News California Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Going to be very fun. on here in just a couple of weeks. $10,000 in payback to the top three finishers. So it's a tuna and yellowtail tournament offshore. Some great prizes sponsored by some great sponsors. If you want more information, just go to the wonews.com website. Look for the events tab. That's woe, like W-O-N, Western Outdoor News, wonews.com.
What a great time to have it,
yeah,
too.
No doubt, buddy, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a great morning. Lots of fun. Lots of really good phone calls. We really appreciate your participation. Corey, I got to say, these are my most favorite shows.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. No agenda, just lots of fish talking, and it just everything happens the way that it's supposed
to.
I had a great time with
you. Good vibe and talking good times. I know a lot of it was targeted toward calico bass, which usually it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of tuna and wahoo and stuff in there for yourself. But, yeah, a lot of fun.
I
appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. Me too. Well, hey, great time. We sure appreciate you guys. Corey, sure appreciate hanging with you for the last couple hours. And we look forward to having you back next week. Again, a couple of great shows. Next Saturday, Captain Wes and Jake from Bite Sport Fishing are going to be joining us. That'll be really fun. And then next Sunday, Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon. Lots of great talk coming up. Huge thanks to Adam for keeping us on the app, and a big thanks to JP for keeping us on the air. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.